It was in the church with the graveyard. That's where I first met to the father who bought fear. The casual passerby would maybe notice the curious sculpted gargoyles, frozen as they leapt out of the damaged stonework, as if they'd been trying to escape. But when they turned at right angles into Gibson Street, at the end of the church, their eyes were drawn to the large-scale wicker basket sign, with the head of a python peeping from under a lid, flicking its tongue above the church's annex buildings that was now Alibaba's Basket, the toy shop that I had leased. I was surrounded by games from the four corners of the globe. All the time above my head, the shop's Union Pacific train set rattled and whistled round a track, periodically toot-toot-tooting the air. Then one day, as I watched the train pass the station at Dead Man's Gulch, the tinkling bell above the door told me the boy entered the shop. I could see right away he was gallus, full of himself. He had an adult in tow. His father, as it turned out. Outside, Alibaba's basket spun as the rain stoted off the street. Thunder cracked, and a fork of lightning stabbed the angry sky. The boy quickly became bored in the shop and footered with various displays as his father looked at me, then at the ceiling, in despair. He told me the problem was that the boy didn't know fear, and therefore, as he wasn't frightened of anything, he was exposing himself to great danger, even something simple as crossing the road, never looking out for traffic, as if willing the fates to protect him, and was therefore a danger to himself and others every single day of his life. The more the father kept on nagging at the boy to be careful of this and to watch out for that, the more the boy resented him and became distant. Whilst the father was telling me this, the boy had wandered down the shop stairs till he came to the locked door of the basement. He crouched down, trying to kick through the keyhole. The father laughed nervously, saying, "If only it was as simple as coming into a shop and buying fear, as you might be able to buy a spinning top. Now, wouldn't that be something?" He looked at me pleadingly. The father, rather reluctantly, began studying the chess sets on display as I followed the boy down the stairs. When we got to the basement, we could see a dull light shining in a gloomy passageway. "Where does that lead to?" "It leads underneath the cemetery." "How do you know that?" "See that drip coming from the ceiling?" "Aye." "That come from the old water pump that started the 1834 cholera epidemic when most of the local inhabitants had died. The pump is the centre of the cemetery and all the bodies are buried around it. They are all above our heads as we speak, and the pump has been dripping all these years." "It'll take more than a stupid story to frighten me," he said. "Your father thinks you need to learn what fear is." "Aye, well, that's not going to harm, because..." "Here, what's that noise?" he asked. "In this basement, you'll learn what fear is." "Sounds like breathing," he said. "Heavy breathing. Because this basement seeks out your innermost feelings, then transforms them into an experience that reflects your soul's needs. Even if you don't know what they are, we could feel the walls of the passageway, as if they were moving in rhythm to the breathing. The air was becoming more humid. Sweat began to drip down our backs. Legend has it, at night, when you are in this passageway, the souls of the dead try to escape underground. You can hear them asking to be let free. You can hear them breathing the last breaths they breathed on earth. And as the breathing continues, the walls of the passageway become walls of breathing flesh. Later, outside, the storm had abated, and as the boy crossed the road, he looked both ways, and as he clutched his father's hand tightly, the warm wetness of a tear trickled down his cheek. Inside the shop, as I was putting the shutters up, I thought it was strange that finally, after all these years, someone had bought fear. It was usually happiness they tried to buy, but this was the first time I'd sold fear. It was a first time for everything, right enough.